Hello again, welcome to Look and See. Look and See is my photo blog and can be found on the web at las.new-england.net.au. I'm Gordon Smith and today is Saturday, November the 27th. And today we went to visit the Dorrigo Agricultural Show. And a very pleasant day it was today, almost a bit too hot, not that it was actually very hot. In Armidale, or around Armidale, it was about 5 to 29 Celsius, 40 to 80 Fahrenheit, bit of a temperature range there, and it's going to get warmer as the days progress. But today we went to Dorrigo to visits their agricultural show. It wasn't quite as warm there, a couple of degrees less, according to the Bureau of Meteorology. But it certainly felt very hot, especially out in the sun. Dorrigo is about 110 kilometres, 70 miles east of here, and it has a much higher rainfall. It's nearer the coast, on the top of the escarpment, has a very high rainfall, and as such, dairy cattle do very well there, rather than, as we have in this area, sheep and wool being a major industry, rather than dairy. Well, the first photograph reflects something that is going to become quite annoying in the next few months, and that's the number of bush flies, little flies that buzz around. Not especially harmful, not the sort that lay maggots everywhere. And what we have in photograph one is the rear end of horse and rider waiting their turn for a pony competition, but the horse's tail was flicking left and right almost all the time, trying to keep those pesky flies at bay. I also like the splash of colour from the red hat of one of the judges in the photograph. The show is held at the town's showgrounds, as are such things in country towns. It was quite well attended. The weather certainly helped. Second photograph illustrates another of the competitions, the wood chopping with an axe competition. That's as opposed to wood chopping with a chainsaw. And I was certainly impressed at the speed with which such solid wooden blocks could be split into two. The axes were incredibly sharp, huge chunks of wood were flying, and the axemen certainly put lots of energy and effort into it. They were incredibly exhausted at the end of each session. The next photograph at the horse jumping. I particularly like this shot of a horse caught mid-jump. I'm particularly pleased with it, except for the fact that this side of the horse at which I was standing was totally in shadow. Well, almost totally in shadow. So unretouched, the photograph was quite detailless and essentially black. So I brightened it up a bit with the help of Photoshop. So we certainly get more of an idea of what was happening, but the photograph is a little bit flatter as a consequence. Can't be helped under the circumstances. Very high contrast type of day today. The fourth photograph is illustrating the cattle competition. We have bulls in this case and handlers patiently waiting their turn, waiting for the judge to come around and give his opinion of the quality of the animal. I was quite surprised at how docile most of these animals were. The ones that we're looking at aren't especially large compared to others. The champion Hereford was a very large animal. Certainly wouldn't want to meet him on a dark night in the middle of a paddock. The next photograph, the fifth photograph, a couple of girls watching the proceedings. The blue shirts that they're wearing stands out in this photograph. The photograph is taken under the shade of a tree. Many people were hugging the shade. So the rest of the photograph above the girl's hat is quite burnt out, because to get the proper exposure for them, the rest of the scene was quite overexposed. But I think it's done a very good job of exposing correctly for the spectators. I like the red ribbon in the braid of one of the girls' hair. Another little bit of colour splash there. And the final photograph for today, a couple of old-timers at one of the drinks booths catching up on each other's news. I love the faces of these people, the expressions, the character that you can read into the faces, the hard outdoor life that they've had. The skin has now suffered under the sun and is showing that effect. Well, that's my half a dozen photographs for the day, Saturday, November the 27th, spent at the Dorogo Agricultural Show. And a very pleasant day it was. I'm Gordon Smith. If you'd like to send me an email, the address is lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks for dropping by. Thanks for listening in. Please come back another day and see what I've managed to photograph. Until then, bye for now.